of reasons to do crazy, reckless things in life. But if the reason's love, then maybe it's not so crazy. And right now, it's the only thing keeping me alive.
In America. I need someone like you.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Collide, a movie that nobody's probably gonna see, review, nor even remember by the time I even upload and post this thing. So, here we go. I'm not gonna lie, I really wasn't planning on seeing this movie. I don't know why I did it. Maybe I just did it because I just did it, whatever. And I can tell you, I was begrudgingly not wanting to be in that theater. As soon as I got my ticket and I went in there, I was like, I don't even fucking want to be here. Surprisingly, though, watching the movie, I wasn't, like, dreading every moment that has passed by before the movie even started. Because I was just, like, beating myself in the head, like, fuck, why did I come in here? Shit. Maybe I can just walk out. Nah, fuck, I need to do it. Oh, my God, I'm committed to it now. Already up. I'm already here. I was talking mad shit. I didn't want to be here. I said, look, from my eyes, only one movie came out this weekend. That was Get Out. So, that should have been the only movie review. But, I don't know what it was, but I just had to bring my ass back here. But anyway, though. So, we get to Collide here, and we open up with Nicholas Holt plays Casey Stein. And we find out he's kind of a drug dealer, if you will. But he's one of the hired henchmen for Ben Kingsley's character, who plays Jaron, which, by the way, this is a movie that came out about a year ago in every other country except America, and it was supposed to come out in America about October, and it got pushed back to this February Friday release. And Ben Kingsley's character, he plays Jaron, who is basically, and this movie shot in Cologne, Germany, and he's basically a over-the-top Turkish stereotype. I don't even know how to describe this character. Like, I guess the most I could think of is, I can't remember, but wasn't Ben Kingsley in The Love Guru? Okay. Take that character there and double amount him with a shot of coke, and you got him here. Basically, if you find Ben Kingsley annoying when he's in comedies and he's, like, doing goofball shit here, this is times 100. 150 to be exact. But he plays Jaron, and he's kind of like the main leader of the drug deals for Nicholas Holt and his other character. I think it was Matthias, I believe. I can't remember who it was, to be honest. It doesn't really fucking matter. And Casey's like, well, he meets this girl at this club, Juliette Marne, Felicity Jones' character. And I guess she works at the bar there. And he hits it off right off the bat with her. He's hitting, making lines on her and stuff like that. Next thing you know, she's like telling him this terrible ass line because, well, let's just be real, she kind of sucks. So, you know, I mean, well, she sucks in everything I've seen her in, to be honest. And
I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Well, you're not sure, you want to spend some time with me?
With you?
Yeah.
Well, I,
I appreciate those weird ass camera angles.
They're cute and nice and everything, but I've seen you here. I know what you're involved in.
See how awful she just sounds?
Objection, we all like to party. It's just that in my experience, guys into that lifestyle, they're not the guys I'm looking for.
No, I'm not your typical.
No, I don't think you are. And if you ever decide to make that official, you can let me know.
That makes no fucking sense at all. Just, it makes no fucking sense. Seriously, if he was already in that lifestyle, why the fuck would you date him if he just dumped that lifestyle? He was still a part of that lifestyle at one point. So you know something's gonna call his ass back at one moment. Okay, whatever. Who gives a shit? So he gives up that life, that drug dealing lifestyle. Gets a job at like a like some monster truck shit, whatever. Remember that movie Monster Truck? Nobody remembers it. Where he's crushing cars and stuff like that. Next thing you know, like, they have terrible dialogue lines, like, you know, because they have to have some moment of exposition because he falls in love with Felicity Jones' character. Ugh. Oh, that sucks. And she's like, you know, we've been seeing seeing each other every day for, like, a month now. We should move in together. And I was like, word? Oh. I don't think that's how that works out, but, oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, to each his own, I guess. Whatever. Next thing you know, they're falling in love even more. There is a montage sequence of them falling in love even more. And I think it was a holiday. Might have been New Year's or something like that. I'm not even sure, to be honest. They're outside drinking. She's kind of drunk a little bit. And next you know it, they do this challenge where they take the clothes off to play in the snow, whatever shit. And she starts having a seizure and shit. She goes to the doctor, and Nicholas Hoult finds out that, you know, there's treatment, certain treatments that can be done. But they would still have to pay about $200,000 for her. Well, it wasn't... I don't think they had to pay it in Germany, but I don't think Germany could... I forgot, honestly, what it was about. Because I think Germany, if I'm not mistaken, their healthcare is not as fucking weird as America is. If I'm not mistaken, they pay... Someone from Germany can correct... Albert, you can correct me on this one, whatever. But I think Germany has free healthcare, if I'm not mistaken. They're treating it as much as they can, but she needs a liver transplant. She needs a liver donor. Is it a liver or a kidney? I forgot. Oh, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. And for that to happen, they would have to go back to America to get it done. And the trip back and with all that stuff, the surgery would almost cost about $200,000. He doesn't have the money for that, especially working where they work. So he decides to go behind Felicity Jones' back. And goes back into the world of drug dealing, but he wants a bigger deal and a bigger cut where you get big money. So he goes back to Ben Kingsley's character, who just recently had a fallout kind of with Anthony Hopkins' character, who's kind of like the boss of the bosses. He's the big drug lord in Germany. And he plays Hagen Kahl in here. And he's fucking ridiculous in this movie. But to get to him, basically, he pretty much told Ben Kingsley wanted to be partners with him. He's like, I take all the grunt work, basically. He's like, I think we should be partners. Anthony Hopkins is like, there is nothing you could do in a lifetime that would ever make me and you a partner. You will always be a grunt to me, and you will always be beneath me. So we should never be partners. You don't have any leverage to even conceal this deal of making us partners. So the answer is hell to the no, you maggot. Pretty much called him on the sense of stuff like that. Ben King's like, fuck this dude now. Remember? So he makes a very long monologue joke about Casey Affleck. Nicholas Hoult looking like Burt Reynolds. He gives a whole fucking monologue speech about Burt Reynolds. Matter of fact, oh my God, why am I blanking on the name of the movie? He's watching a movie with Julianne Moore and John Travolta. Oh my God. It's when they're doing the aerobics scene. Why am I blanking on the name of that movie? Whatever. But he's literally, the camera is showing that movie for like at least 2 minutes, and he's just like, man, give that John Travolta an Oscar, man. That's how he talked to people. He's like out there with that. I don't care. I could watch that man in yoga pants all goddamn day. And he starts giving a monologue about Burt Reynolds and how you could light a match off his body. That's how hot he is. And so I was like, what the fuck is going on right about now? Either way, whatever. So he decides to do, Ben King's telling about this job where it's a big truck that Anthony Hopkins' character has. It's full of drugs, and he has like this Terminator driver who doesn't stop for nothing. He doesn't stop for bathroom breaks. He goes and pissing bottles in the car. He drinks. He just doesn't sleep. He's a fucking Terminator truck driver, basically, is what they called him. And they decide, hey, we're going to stop his truck, steal his truck, and steal because he has over about... The way his operation goes, these golf balls full of cocaine, which come out to about, when they add it up into each sports car, high-end sports cars, it comes out to about $5 million. So they're going to rob his ass. They get about $250,000 apiece. Ben Kingsley gets the rest. Him and his partner gets $250,000. And so, which is kind of a fucking ripoff, to be honest. Just get $1 million each, but whatever, I guess. And... Actually, no, they should get more than... Fuck that, dude. If they're stealing two cars or whatever, never mind. $250,000, that's a fucking ripoff. Oh, man, I gotta do all the work and you get a damn near $8 million. No, shit, $9 million? Man, fuck. Anyway, making me mad now. So they decide to do it. Stuff go horribly wrong. Nicholas Hoult ends up getting captured. He ends up escaping, and then he's wearing the fucking hospital band of his Felicity Jones character. Like, you know, the little hospital band they put in with her name and stuff like that, the hospital name and stuff. And Anthony Hopkins sees it and says, hey, you know, if you don't tell us who set you up for this, because I don't blame you for doing this. And he tells it in a way of saying, hey, are you American? Maybe I should talk like he does a Sylvester Stallone impression. And he starts quoting a lot of fucking Shakespeare. Why? I have no fucking idea. It just happens. You don't even know what's going on in this scene or what the hell he's talking about. I see why they got his ass for Transformers, narrating the damn trailers. And like I said, he ends up escaping. Next, you know, he's on the run to get back to his girlfriend to see if she's been taken or not. She ends up getting taken, so now he's on a run from the Anthony Hopkins' henchmen and shit. Anthony Hopkins himself, when he confronts him at the fucking gas station. This movie was originally called Autobahn, and that's just because they had this car race on the Autobahn in Germany, which was okay. I mean, that's pretty much a plot synopsis right there, but I gotta say, I ended up hating the movie as much as I thought I would. It's not good at all. I can tell you that right now. It's not good. But I wasn't wishing, like, oh my god. Like, even, like, my expressions when I heard some of the most ridiculous-ass dialogue in here, I wasn't, like, making facial expressions like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I can't believe you said. I was just kind of in my head just like, yeah, maybe I kind of expected this. Or maybe I already set myself up for this, so I was just like, eh. Nothing this movie will do is probably going to impress me, so this is how it's just going to be. But I had to get some positives out the way. The only positives I can really think of is the car sequences are okay. They're not like the last Mission Impossible with the motorcycle sequence or anything like that. Hell, they're nothing like The Raid 2. I mean, they're not even fucking close. I mean, the fact that I would even bring that movie up is almost kind of an insult to it or whatever. They're nothing like that. They're just okay. They're generic, but they're decently shot. I could say that. I mean, like, there's not quick cuts on it. The problem with the camera, though, in this film is it's all over the fucking place. And I don't mean it's like quick cutting or anything like that. I mean it's literally all over the fucking place. It'll show you the back of the car. It'll show you what's behind the car. It'll show you side shots. It'll show you the environment. It's just, it's messy as hell. The director and the camera, he was using, he just, like, it's almost like he sniffed cocaine or something like that and just said, fuck it, I'm all over the place with this movie. And that's throughout the whole movie, too. Even when there's just, like, random, not random, but conversations between main characters in here, the camera's constantly panning on what's in the background and stuff like that. And it's like, it's not a goddamn thing in the background. That's what's there. So that's one of the positives, I guess, if you could say that. My second positive is I thought Nicholas Hoult was decent. I'll say that. I thought actually for the material he was given, he actually did a fine job with it. I think the guy, the more I see him in movies and stuff like that, he might be an underrated actor. Problem with him is he has a fucking terrible agent. Like, his agent just keeps giving him bullshit after bullshit, which in nonsense and sense though, it, maybe it's just seemed like, oh, this could be the next big thing or something like that. I mean, he had Jack the Giant Slayer. I guess his only really big hit besides X-Men were, you know, the Warm Bodies film. But I know, I forgot the other films he's done and stuff. But he's done a lot of films where I see that they look like they could be potential franchise blockbusters, but they just end up falling flat on their asses. And it's mainly not because of him, neither, too. I think he does a great job as Beast. Actually, I like him as Beast a lot. Well, let me rephrase. I like him as Beast in First Class. Bryan Singer came and fucked them all up, to be honest, because they didn't do a goddamn thing with him later on in the film franchise. But Matthew Vaughn, I thought, brought out something cool out of him. He was a really sympathetic Beast in that First Class film. Yeah, something, you know, we remember from the comics and the animated show here. But here, I thought he was okay given the material he could have. And I looked at him and just said, man, you just got to get yourself a better agent, dude. I feel like you could be doing much better than this. And you just sticking to bullshit because, you know, I guess you're not really a name, to be honest, yet. So, but I maybe if Disney got a hold of you or something, or hopefully if you're still part of that new X-Men, New Mutants bullshit or whatever, man, maybe that could be breakout. It doesn't really seem like those X-Men movies breakout stars or nothing like that, to be honest. Other than Hugh Jackman himself, because everybody knows that really broke his career out, to be honest. But other than that, it doesn't really seem like these movies do anything for anyone's career. McAvoy and Fassbender were already fucking well-acclaimed actors before they hopped onto that. So I highly doubt now that X-Men movie will help you out, so never mind. Because let's be real, you're not no Hugh Jackman, and I don't really care for Hugh Jackman that much. But coming in here, those are my only positives, really. Negatives I have in here, just brought up one, was the camera angles. The second one, it's fucking boring. I was bored out of my goddamn mind. But the only thing I could think of was just like, man, put myself in a situation to have all that money. I just kill everybody. Fuck it. You know, I mean, and then, you know, there's multiple things in here, too, which you get to the end of the film where it just gets kind of fucking ridiculous, too, where they talk about how could we pin this on Anthony Hopkins' character. We have hints that he may be in some criminal activity, but nah, he's a good Samaritan and stuff like that. It's like this dude is on camera in gas stations shooting it up. How in the blue fuck could you not track this back to him? How could you not? Like, literally, all the criminal activities that happens in this city is coming from his company, which his logo is on the fucking trucks of the companies. But I guess it's one of those Pablo Escobar things where, excuse me, he gives back so much to the community that they just kind of overlooked all the shady shit he does. But I digress. They try to do something in this movie too, which... this was the one moment in the movie where I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Is where they tried to outsmart everyone, even in the theater, by saying, you know, things may not look as it appears. Like, even though it may look like Nicholas Holt's character has no leverage right now, he actually does, because he set up a double plan when they first took that truck at the beginning of the movie, to where there was another truck where they switched the drugs out, so one of the trucks are hiding with the drugs and the other one's just an empty truck. Ooh, audience members go there, and that's what he uses to pull the leverage on Anthony Hopkins' character to get him arrested and for him to get free once he's arrested. Which, by the way, I don't even know how he got arrested. Like, he's running so much that it took me a while to gather that. I'm sure that none of these cops saw his face. Like, so they arrest him towards the end of the film, but he gets out free, whatever, due to the leverage he has on Anthony Hopkins. And Anthony Hopkins, let's just be real, he fucking sucks in this movie. I mean, he literally fucking sucks. Half the shit that he's saying in here, I don't even know what he's talking about. I really don't. I have no idea what he's talking about. I was just like, who fed him these lines of dialogue? It's like he's trying to be menacing. I mean, he had this one moment where he talked about his father, which I thought was the most menacing, but that was the only time where I thought it meant something. It's just because that was the only time I understood what the fuck he was talking about, because half the time, he's quoting Shakespeare lines, and he's speaking in riddles, and I have no idea what the fuck he was talking about at all. I was like, damn, is he the Riddler? What is he doing right now? And he's way over the top, too. Yeah, I'm talking way over the top. Ben Kingsley, that's another motherfucker that was over the top. But he looked like he was trying to have the most fun he could with this, by the way. But his character just got ridiculous. He's always opened up in every scene, too. Damn near half naked in a fucking robe, laid up on a bunch of hookers and shit. You know, he's fucking hookers nonstop, which I don't blame him. Hey, he had a fine-ass hooker in there. I'm not gonna lie. That one with that blue bra on and stuff like that, I was like, I'd hire her too, shit. I gotta tell you, Albert, if you listen to this, those German hookers, mwah, oh my God, man. The German hookers is some of the best, I must say. Granted, shit. Shoot, if I were you, brother, I'd be hiring me something tonight. But anyway, though, Ben Kingsley, he gets awful, especially towards the end. There's a scene, too, where he's at a horse race. I guess he owns it, if I'm not mistaken, because he's always talking about this horse race, and he's always there by himself, so... And plus, his men are there. So, I'm assuming that he owns it, and they had, like, techno music playing. There was this song that came on, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was a techno song, whatever, and he started dancing, had his hands waving, and I just looked at that and was just like, oh, this is pretty fucking embarrassing for Ben Kingsley. Oh, man, wasn't you fucking knighted, too? That's Sir Ben Kingsley, and he's, oh, man. Oh, damn. Oh, that's sad, actually. Like, I can see if he was, like, okay, never mind. I can't see anything, to be honest. So, never mind. That's just embarrassing for him. I felt bad for him. I was just like, oh, man. I mean, Ben Kingsley, we've kind of known him to be doing shit like this, to be honest. I mean, like I said, Love Guru goes all the way back to, what, 09 or something like that, but Anthony Hopkins, he's kind of, I'm not saying he's one of the best, though, is picking his script, but he's kind of picky on how he picks his script. But then lately, I guess he said, fuck it, I'm just going to do whatever puts a paycheck in my, well, then again, I don't think this is going to make any money, so I don't know what the fuck paycheck he's talking about for this film. But then we get to Felicity Jones. Ugh. not only does her character sucks because she's just a character who's there to be, hell, she's the love interest who ends up getting sick and has to be saved. Now she's the damsel in distress. But she fucking sucks. She fucking... This girl continues to blow my mind on how much she just fucking sucks. I gotta say, speaking of another German guy, Albert and the Amethyst, whatever, those two were right. She's just a terrible actress. I mean, there's probably one thing I've liked her in so far, and that was, blanking on that. It was the Stephen Hawking films, Theory of Everything. There we go. And that was it. And that was because that's an easy role to do. You're not really having to do much there and stuff, except play the figure of being the audience. Pretty much she is the audience, whatever. You know, what if we were in that position with our spouse in the injury or disability that they may have or something like that. So actually, you know what? I will give her credit to that. I thought she did a good job in that film. But after that, she fucking sucks. I thought in Rogue One, she was just bland and boring, especially as a lead too. Had she been a side character, then yes. I would have been like, all right, she's whatever. I mean, nothing memorable. But she fucking sucked in Rogue One. When a monster calls, I wasn't moved by her at all. I just did not care. I don't know what it is about this girl. Inferno. Well, she had a terrible year last year. Some people say her best year, though. I mean, she was in Star Wars, I guess. So she got paid for it, but, you know, she ain't coming back. So that's a good thing. So, she fucking sucked in Inferno, too. And in here, she's just awful. It's like, she has no chemistry whatsoever with Nicholas Hoult. And I think they know that, too. That's why they just sped up their scenes together into a montage, love sequences. But she is just awful in here. And, like, especially some of the way she delivers a line. It's like slow bantering and shit like that. It's damn near like she talks to Nicholas Hoult as if, like, she's a fucking mother figure to him. And it's just like, I don't believe this relationship not once. In fact, especially since the whole love thing thrown in there, it's just like, okay, this is a little fucking ridiculous. I'd have left her ass. I'm like, fuck it, I'm taking this fight, I'm leaving her ass. But Nicholas Hoult does the best job he can, especially with the material again. And you can definitely tell, like, he sells that he is in love with her. You know, he sells it really well. So the acting chops on him, not so bad, especially when you're not that great of an actor. Like, nobody considers you to be the greatest actor of all time or even the great actor or anything like that. But for him to take such bland and shitty material like this and work with it and deliver at least something that he can, I think that gives him a little bit of a more credit to it. And sometimes, you know what, these shitty movies actually do help certain actors like Nicholas Hoult here, because he tends to stand out in them. It's a shame nobody's going to fucking see it to recognize that he stands out in it, because people are just going to see that Rotten Tomatoes score and just go like, oh, this must be shit, so everyone is shit in it and stuff. But Nicholas Hoult does the best. Matter of fact, he does the best out of anything else in this film. The direction on it is really choppy and fucked up, and I don't mean just because it has jump cuts. I just mean because that camera just cannot stay in one place at one time. It's kind of like watching a Transformers action sequence. You have no idea what the fuck is going on in half of these sequences here. What else is wrong with it? The pacing feels like it moves fast, but it kind of drags on. For an hour and 40 minute movie that gets kind of right into it and stuff, I think what makes it feel like it drags on is because it keeps finding ways for Nicholas Hoult's character to get caught damn near and escape. And it's kind of like, okay, his ass got to get caught at one point, and like, we got to hurry up and wrap this up. But it keeps getting into more ridiculous things, especially when it gets to the whole thing of the double truck thing he had there. And it's just like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So it goes on for another 10, 15 minutes and stuff. There's even scenes, too, in here that just are awful, too, by the way. Like, especially towards the end, I think it's the ending sequence, too, where they go to America. She gets the surgery done, you know. I think she's about to get the surgery. I can't remember, to be honest. I really don't give a fuck. And I just saw this yesterday. And gets the surgery done, and, you know, they're in the car, and they got the little dream catcher hanging there. I'm sure that was a wink at Sammy or something like that. She's probably loving that right now. I'm like, oh, my God, they have a drink. They're so cute together. Oh, my God, it's just like us or whatever, me and Maui. But, she looks at him and says, I love you, Casey Stein. He just kind of looks at her with this blank stare or whatever. That was the one time in here where Nicholas Hoult was just like, the fuck did you just say to me? And he's like, nobody never told me that. Okay. And it's like, okay. Well, you ain't really got much to say about that, huh? You know? All right. I mean, it just felt so awkward and just unbelievable as hell, too. Here's one of the, I'm going to play one of these clips for Ben Kingsley to give you a hint of what he sounds like.
Yeah.
I need someone like you, Bud Reynolds. I know what...
He looks like fucking CeeLo Green, too, because he's always wearing fucking gold robes and shit.
But smart, and someone like you, he's like me. I know what it is, but crazy. It's time to step up.
What is it?
Special job. Lot of money. You in?
Yeah, we're in.
Hang on, wait. No. What is it? Is it dangerous?
What kind of question is that? Of course it's dangerous. You want a safe job? Work in IKEA. Don't question me. You don't want it? I don't want it. You want to run around collecting money from me until you get knife? That's up to you. I can replace you like that.
The fuck? Is there an IKEA in Germany? Damn, worldwide, internationally known. I didn't hate the movie like I thought I would. Maybe because I just prepared myself for it or whatever. Hell, even talking about it now, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. This movie's gonna be forgettable. I mean, I can see if it'll make a shitload of money, but it ain't gonna make anything. I guarantee, like, makes like $5 million at the most. Maybe even $7 million by the time it's done out of the top 10. Some people think it's only gonna make $1 million. I'm like, hell, you can make it in the top 10. You don't even have to be in the top 5. If you're in 6 through 10, you can still make about $5 million. So, budget on this was about $20 million. They're going to lose out on money on this, but I think they know this. And this is from me and Cody's favorite new studio now, Open Road Films. So, Open Road Films just keeps continuing to knock out some gems after gems after gems. So, with that said, I'm going to drop a fucking on it. Yeah, there you go. People's like, oh, he's going to get that low stream on it because Nicholas Holt. No. This movie was dog shit. I don't give points and credits for, this part was a little bit good. No, you don't get no points for that. He's still shit, so it's definitely a fuck it.
Good morning. Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless, isn't it? I misjudged you, my friend.
If any of these happen to her, I swear I'm gonna...
Do what?
When people try to steal from me,
any innocent characters die violent and meaningless deaths.
I'm coming to get you, Julia.
Run, little piggy, run, run, run.
Hey, stay cool, man.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Some people would think what I did was kind of, like, romantic.
I mean, it's kind of romantic.